Welcome, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Stephen Zagala. I'm the curator here at the Monash Gallery of Art. And a special welcome, given that it's so cold and wet outside, I'm very impressed that you've all made your way out this evening for tonight's discussion. I'm going to start by introducing you to our various speakers tonight and describe the way the proceedings will proceed. In a moment, I'm going to ask the Mayor of City of Monash, the Honourable Greg Mayle, to come up and welcome us to give a little bit of an introduction. And then we have three very esteemed speakers on our panel, all of who have quite in-depth and impressive range of experience and knowledge about various aspects of community access in the arts. On the far right, we've got Brian Dorr, whose face I'm sure is familiar to all of you for his work as a political satirist on the 7:30 report in his work with John Clark. I more generally recognise Brian as one of the members of Melbourne's art community, because I always seem to see him popping up with filmmakers or writers or musicians. And he himself has a broad range of, or a number of, what's the expression? Arrows in his quill or strings to his bow. He has indeed had an exhibition of his photographic work here at the MGA a number of years ago. Next to him is Julie Shields, who's also had an exhibition here quite recently in our Focus Gallery. Now, Julie's depth of experience, I suppose, goes back probably to the early 80s when she was involved in poster collective groups, which is a very important part of Australian art history in itself, but is an aspect of Australian visual arts which is very geared towards community access. I'm actually intrigued to hear what Julie talks about tonight, because her knowledge of community access is the kind of knowledge that can only be won through a lot of sweat and tears, actually. So as well as her own work being widely exhibited, she's done a lot of work in public spaces with community groups and with local councils. So I'm looking forward to what Julie has to offer. And then on the far left, to my immediate right, is Dr. Ruth Renshula. Have I pronounced that correctly? Mm-hmm. Now, look, Ruth is really a leading figure in the area of academic commentary and theorisation of community access. She's the Foundation Professor in Arts and Entertainment Management at Deakin University, and her writings in this area have been widely published. And she's an artist in her private life as well. We haven't had an exhibition of Ruth's work yet, but we'll see. And she's currently the Deputy Chair on the Board of Multicultural Arts Victoria. Just before I invite Greg up to the podium, I would just a couple of housekeeping issues. One is, we have a very tight speaking program tonight with two 15-minute talks and two 5-minute talks, followed by a 15-minute panel discussion and then a further 30 minutes for general discussion. So I'd ask you all to refrain from asking questions until the end and until the question period. And can I also mention that this evening's proceedings are being recorded for broadcast purposes, I believe, on ABC Radio and possibly, I think, podcast or webcast as well off the council's sites. So when you're asking questions, can I just ask you to wait for a microphone to come to you and to speak clearly into the microphone? And phones, another good housekeeping message. Can we turn phones off? Thanks, the Honourable Greg Mayle.